Power 904 at the party station. Power 904, power 904, power 904, power 904. Turn it up low. He knows River is in.
Unit 10.
Power at my station. Mixing. He's a 10. You a fool. 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Out with the convoy, a black range. We pull up, gala act strange. Step with the force, you see the front page. Machiavelli style, gala move them waist. All them fi catch up, I will never left space. 904 have money till them can't erase. Fan a BBL, mama shake what you have. Go, go time, baby, work for the bag. Oh, I'm my station. Mixing. He's a 10. You a fool. 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Sharp like razor gang, the pump point. Them boy, yeah, I move undercover, oink oink. No splash with me, decorate and paint. Tool in a box, nuff hammer and nail. Grab the Sylvester, rap face turn pale. Soon as them see the kid, them start act stammer. Them say, me a done but a bit crazy. Warning, pull up with the black army. Oh, I'm my station. Mixing, he's a 10. You a fool, 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Me a bad influence. Bad influence. Me a bad influence. Bad influence. Me a bad influence.
Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
This your girl, Big Mimi Linus, Fleet DJ's host, and I'm in the den with Nala on Power 904. Yan!
I'm on the track, boy.
Big Mimi Lioness. Yon. Third world music.
Back from the left to the right. Got him comatose by the end of the night. Baby tryna smoke, I ain't even tryna fight. Plus this money on the phone and I got a long flight. You ain't about to action, you just talk good. And I ain't tryna hit, I just want some good. So I threw it in the circle, made him bust real quick. Boy, stop playing, you know I'm way too thick. Say this, baby, I'ma throw it all night. You know I like to twerk it, I can pop it like you like. Left, right, left, baby, just enjoy the night. He like it when I throw it back with the right and a He like it when I throw it back in a circle with the I'm at the bar passing drinks from the right to the You don't really wanna fight, catch a right and a I'm hella sexy when I step up in the kitchen, cooking. Even when I'm in the kitchen whipping, I'm jigging. Hopped up on the counter, let my baby eat the cookie. Left, right, tongue, action, shot it, no rookie. I ain't gon' lie, little fake, dead and nasty. In the club, looking good, couldn't let it pass me. Gave a conversation, yep, and this is what he asked me. All I wanna know, do you drink or you smoke? He like it when I throw it back with the right and a He like it when I throw it back in a circle with the I'm at the bar passing drinks from the right to the
I'm a pretty lady.
You don't really wanna fight, catch a at the bar, passing drinks from the right to the.
I'm a pretty lady.
You don't really wanna fight, catch a right and a.
What's up, you guys? This is your girl, Nala, and we're sitting here in the den, right here with our very own Big Nene the Lioness, you guys. Tell the people a little bit about yourself, what you do, how you got into doing what you do.
Well, first off, my name is Big Nene Lioness. I am a Fleet DJ host, worldwide connected. We overseas connected everywhere. I'm also a recording artist. I do Southern Soul. It's Southern Soul R&B, Southern Soul Hip Hop, and I also do R&B and R&B Hip Hop. Okay. And of course, I'm a host of my own platforms as well.
Wow, just hosting. So how long you been doing hosting?
I've been doing hosting since 2005.
You like it?
And I actually started out in Detroit, in Highland Park, because when I first went to Detroit, the first week I was there, I think it was on a Thursday or Friday, I went to this gas station to get gas, and I seen this guy putting up flyers, and mind you, I didn't know anybody there. And then I went up to him, and he explained to me what it was. Make a long story short, he said, "We got one seat left. Would you like to do it?" I'm like, "Hell yeah, I want to do it, right?" So it was Detroit versus hip, the streets versus hip-hop. And what the theme of it was, whoever the viewers liked the most with their answers and stuff like that, they would win a 30-minute segment at a real TV station, and you could come up with your own content for 30 days.
Wow.
Well, and wound up, I won out of the 16-man panel. Mind you, I didn't know nobody on this panel. I'm coming from Texas. I don't know nothing what's going on. But I won, and I wound up going from 30 days to 3 years. So
that's what got you out there and got you going.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what's up. So what are some of your thoughts on the future of what you do when hosting?
I see myself actually have my own live talk show like Oprah, but not like Oprah, because I'm going to do right by the people, by our people. So, but I mean, I see myself with a talk show like that with my live audience and my DJ, and, you know, but I don't want to be restricted to whom I can interview. You feel what I'm saying?
That's how I am. Yes.
Right. Because I want to be able to interview basically who I want to interview. I don't want somebody to tell me, "Oh, you can only interview rich folks." You mean to tell me middle class and the other folks ain't got stories to tell? Yes. You know what I'm saying? So I have a whole problem with that right there.
Right. And they exclude everybody, and the people that's at the bottom, the ones got the best story. So
got the best story. What are you talking about? That was so funny, buddy.
Right. So how do you embrace diversity and inclusivity in your work?
I hope I'm going to answer this right. How do I embrace it? The diversity in everything that I do. Basically, I switch characters, first of all. Each platform has a different character. Now, I'm going to answer that question. Let me say this real quick. I never understood why Nicki Minaj would change to all these people, right? And then I start realizing, once I start getting all these platforms, each platform required a different character.
Right.
And so at first I was bringing the same, then all of a sudden I start saying, you know what? I'm going to build a different character for this person, this platform. And so, I mean, I embraced it. It fit the character that came to it. The character the universe gave me wound up fitting whichever platform that I have to do. So I'm loving it. It gives people opportunities. I love working and helping the underdogs, you know what I'm saying? And that's just where I'm at. I'm enjoying life. I'm not in competition with anyone, because, you know, I firmly believe when God created life, he created life for everybody to shine. That's why I don't know why people be so greedy when it comes to shining. Look here, Ninja. If God created light and it can get through the dirt to help grow them plants up out that dirt,
Come on now. We the plant in the dirt. We the plant in the dirt. Of course we gonna get the light. How else we not supposed to grow? Come, don't make me go there. No, I go there.
Dad, yes, you're preaching to somebody out there. So can you share any of your personal habits or routines that you go through to contribute to where you're at today?
Well, one of the things that I struggle with is going to the gym every day. Like, that's a major struggle for me, and my weight is up and is down. Some days I just, the 1 week, I always keep like 1 or 2 weeks, and then my trainer be like, you can do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people think it's just easy to go to the gym and lose weight, it's really not. It's not. You really need the mind frame to do it. You know what I'm saying? You need the mind frame, the energy. And, you know, once you put your mind to it, then you will get it. You know what I'm saying? But for as it's been a struggle with me, because as a female artist, I be wanting to wear certain things, you know, and right. I can't wear those things because I need to be down to a small size. Because for some reason, the designers today is only worrying about women that are super skinny.
Yes.
And, you know, they're not thinking about the women. Like, I'm not fat. I'm like average thick. They're not thinking about the women my size. So that right there is a struggle within my music career, because I can't really build my image the way I really want to build my image for right. It's like wearing the clothes. So exercising and stuff like that would be definitely a struggle for me.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big one for me too. When I just said today, I was like, I need to start going back to the gym.
Yeah.
I definitely. It's a whole mental aspect that you gotta train your mind to do, especially right. Getting up in the mornings to do it. So how do you feel about mental health?
I feel like mental health is very important, because in our Black community, sometimes we like to not accept what we see other people go through, and we have it in our own backyard. And I can only speak for our culture. And I feel like mental health is very important, because a lot of us do not have an outlet. They don't right. have outlets. And if they do have outlets, they're kind of scared to go through them, because they're feeling offensive to begin with, because they don't want that person to be, you know, talking about them or telling their business to people. Or if they are telling their business to people, they're not telling the correct stuff. And, you know, mentally, if we're not fully healed in a lot of areas, we will not progress in life. So mental right. illness is definitely important, and it comes in all shades and levels.
And that's true. That's true. So how do you continue your learning and growing in your field, because it's changing and doing things every day?
Well, I do look at some of the young folks, if they got going on, and I'll be like, okay, they doing this. Well, I'm gonna put my own little twist to it. And I really don't move the way of the world moves. So I really don't keep up with them. I just pretty much keep creating in my lane. I just really focus on my path and what God is building me to do. Although I help a lot of people, I help a lot of people, you know, and try to support people. But I guess I'm just moving how God want me to move. I don't even too much pay too much of the world. You can't even ask me too much what's going on in the industry, because I'll be like, I don't even know.
And that's how I am too. I don't know if that's just a hosting thing or, you know, something that we go through on a daily basis. Like, I live in my own world. Yeah, I be in my own world. I do my own thing. I don't know what this person is doing, that person is doing. It's like, we're consumed with so much stuff. It's like, I don't even know who half these people is you're talking about. Right. Like, you know, and especially when it comes to the real entertainment industry, it's like we live in our own little entertainment. So if you talk about something that's going on out there, I'm like, I don't really know, but I can tell you what the Fleet DJs is doing next week. You know, I can tell you what Esquire got going on. You know, I can tell you, because this is our own little world that we pay attention to.
Right.
So can you share any success stories from any individuals you have mentored or helped throughout your journey?
Oh Lord, God used me to mentor a lot of people along my way in life. But some of my stories. I got stories of me like sharing the stage with people, but not like mentoring anyone. I opened up for Trina when I first came into business, out of Killeen, Texas. The radio station took me under their wing, 92.3 FM, which is the main station in Killeen, Texas.
Okay.
And they pretty much took me under their wing. So every big artist that came in town, I was the opening act. So it started with Trina. It went to Ray J. It went to Little O. And then I wound up moving.
Who are you telling our age?
I don't even care, baby. I raise mine. I love it. Black don't crack. Let you smoke that thing. Yeah, so from there, I moved to Houston, Texas. I wound up going to Hawaii, opening up for Ronald Isley on a with the company of Billy Cook. Got a chance to meet Mike Tyson and Jenna Jackson. And then from there, it went to all the artists out of Houston, Texas, like Slim Thug, Lil Kiki, Paul Wild, Chameleon Air, and you know, Lil Flip, and most of the artists out of Houston.
Lil Flip.
Yeah, and then all that led me to Detroit in 2005. And so I wound up dating this promoter guy, which he wound up being the biggest comedy promoter out of Detroit. So he brought all the comedians you can think of that you see on TV outside of the Four Kings of Comedy and outside of Cat Williams. Anybody outside of them now, Kevin Hart, I have not opened up for. Any Cat Williams and them, I've never opened up for, but anybody outside of them, it's on my resume. I opened up for most of the comedians, but I wasn't doing my comedy at the time. I was just still doing my music. So he was like, babe, I'm gonna have you open up for each one of these ninjas. Okay, so look, I was doing my thing. So after I did all that, I wound up opening up for the Dramatics, George Clinton. And opened up for BG, Crime Mob, Franchise Boys. Oh man, I opened up for her, UGK, Too Short, wow. Too Short. My list goes on, it's just many more, but that's just some of them. My career pretty much started out with the big dogs.
You started out on the ground running.
Yeah, like I guess it was just meant for me to do it. Was something meant for you to do? It's gonna do that.
It's like it comes easy, but you gotta work hard. Like it's definitely. Like I got that opportunity, and I didn't even try, you know, that hard to get it. But
right, you still gotta work easy. Hard.
I gotta work hard to go, and now I gotta work harder to keep it. So you know, that's amazing. Okay, Big Nene. So let's talk about your music. You keep talking about your music and all of this stuff. So I'm interested to know. I did see that you do have a song that you're promoting on your page. What's the name of that song?
One of them is Ooh Wee and one of them is Left Right.
Ooh Wee. Yeah, that's the one I saw.
It's basically a drinking song. And I'm not even a drinker like that. Like, one, two shots, I'm good. Because I don't like that drunk feeling to where my head's spinning and then I've got to throw up and all that other stuff right there. So one day in the club when I was out in Atlanta doing a show, I'm at the bar and it's how this lady came up to the bar and she was asking to get a drink. For some reason, I don't know why that turned a light bulb on for me to come out with the song Ooh Wee. But it's how she came up to the bar and she was like, ooh, wee, man, I'm fucked up, but it's my birthday and I'm still going, right?
Yes.
And it's how she said, ooh, wee. I said, oh, man, I'm going to write a song about drinking. It's going to be called Ooh Wee.
Okay. So I have a wild card moment right here in the den.
Okay.
So the wild card, you know, I could just pick anything because we always so serious in everything that we do. And sometimes I feel like we forget about ourselves. We got to remind ourselves where we actually is in life and where we came from. So my wild card for you today is to break us a 16 bar out of your Ooh Wee song so that people can hear it.
Oh man, it's a singing verse. Well, it's a rap singing verse. Okay. Why y'all do me like this? Okay. I'm going to the get up. Got my red cups in the back for the liquor. Ice in my trunk cause I don't do hot liquor. You can say I'm ready, trail ride ready. All night flirting, babe. Sexy with my boots on. Queens cutting up to the songs. This gonna be the night. I'm doing just fine, turning up, drinking. In your cup, you can drink what you want. Go ahead and do your thing. In your cup, you can drink water dark. You can drink water dark whiskey while I'm out of them me. In your cup, you can me. Ooh, let's drink. Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, tell me what you got in your cup pouring down your throat tonight.
Yeah, that is like that. Ooh wee. Okay, ooh wee. So is my that kind of like on the side?
Y'all hear my voice, man. It's dry stuff. But go ahead.
Yes, you gotta stay ready.
Yes.
Yes. So that's kind of on the Southern Soul style, right?
Yes. It's more on a Southern Soul style. That's what I made it for. Even though when you hear it, it sounds more like R&B-ish, you know what I'm saying? But I made it for Southern Soul R&B-ish.
Okay. So it seems like they're trying to bring Southern Soul back, which is much needed because it's bringing a whole different type of come togetherness type vibe, especially right. With all the line dances and everything they got coming out with it. What made you go that route, being that you started out actually as a straight rapper? Or
I'm actually still doing R&B hip-hop. I do Southern Soul, but I don't do Southern Soul, if that makes sense. I will create, I got like probably like 4 Southern Soul songs, and that's it. And that's to help me stay working in the field. So when I'm not booked for R&B hip-hop, I'm booked for Southern Soul.
Okay.
If that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? It keeps me performing, keeps me going. And it's just another door to go through. But I'm definitely rocking my R&B hip hop all day. I can be 80 years old and I'm still going to be doing rapping grandma. I'm being rapping grandma. I'm being rapping grandma on my wheelchair.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So how do you overcome self-doubt or imposter syndrome?
Oh my God. I'm still kind of struggling with like that. Like sometimes I tend to forget who I am because when I go around certain people, they can be a certain level and kind of make you feel like this. And I'll be pushing myself back to accommodate other people because of their status. And I forget about me. And sometimes I feel like, dang, am I equipped for this? Is this meant for me? Can I keep going? You about to be a certain age. What can you do? You know what I'm saying? But then it just snaps back like, you know what? Honey, God ain't never came to you and said, sit your butt down, keep going, keep doing. I will go back and watch my performances. I will go back. I never had self-doubt when it comes to interviewing folks. That's gonna go. But for the music and stuff, it comes every once in a while. Like I said, it started with the weight thing up and down because you have to be a certain size for people that want all that old stuff right there. And to me, it makes me as a woman feel insecure sometimes, even though I love myself and even though I'm a pretty woman, it's the fact that what the industry looking for. Then I got to the point like, the hell with them folks. I'm getting ready to do me. I'm finna love on me and I'm finna create me. So whatever me brings, whatever fan base it brings, well, that's meant for Big Nene fan base.
That's what makes you unique. That's what makes you you. Nobody can do it. They can get out there and do what you're doing, but it won't be you. You know, correct. It's not Big Nene. It's not her. It's not her.
Right. So I just keep pushing through it. It's hard. And then, you know, you got the way of life. Sometimes life come through and mess with you. You know what I'm talking about? But I just keep pushing through it. I just go back and watch stuff that reminds me, this is who you are. Don't ever let nobody make you feel less than because of whatever status they have. Just keep going. And you just never know what God will have for you. So
that's true. Amen on that. So what is your approach on building relationships and keeping them professional in the industry?
I believe in building a good rapport with people, and don't just always want to talk to them when you need something, you know. Be supportive. There's no I in team, you know. I'm really big on teamwork. I'm really big on teamwork makes the dream work. I've always been big on it ever since I was little. I believe it's very important when it comes to building relationships. Respect people's boundaries and respect who they are, and as long as they give you the same. Now, I ain't gonna kiss your ass. Now, you can be the president if you're coming sideways. Look, Miss President, we're gonna have damn problems now, you know?
Yeah.
So with that being said, that's pretty much how I build relationships, you know? If they need something, if I can help in any type of way, I don't got my hand out. I'm like, okay, let's do it. Let's get it. Where can I help you? So that's where I'm at with that. And definitely their energy have to be good, because it's not really good at, just because certain people in the business, and you might kind of need their help, but I'm the type of person, once I talk to you and that energy ain't there, I don't give a damn who you is no more. Like, God made a billion more people that do what you do. So let me move around, because I'm all seeing up front. Me and you probably ain't going, that ain't going to work like that. You know what I'm talking about? So,
right. Yeah. Yes, I struggle with that sometimes too when I'm trying to figure people out. Like, I'm a real big observer, and that energy, if I walk in, because I'm just like, dang, and then it's like, okay, I'm going to leave. I'm just going to walk out. I'll go the other way, and y'all can keep this in here. Yeah, that's how I am.
Okay.
I'll come back next time when y'all get it together. This ain't it right now.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so can you share with us any inspiring quotes or books that keeps you motivated as you go?
I don't know about no quotes and no books, but I got my own quotes like this right here. If you keep your eyes on your path, don't look to the left or the right. Look forward and up. You'll be okay. Life is like a highway, and we do exit off. Like, you can be going to another state driving. You're going to exit off to get some gas. You might even make the wrong turn to get back on the highway, but you're going to get back on that path of that highway, and you ride that thing out. And you do it with humbleness and get in the back seat of your car and let God be the driver. And that's what's up. That's where I'm at. Just know you can win in your lane. There is no competition on your path. There's no competition. The only competition you got is self against self. Which one of y'all going to win? Which one are y'all going to come together? Are y'all going to keep fighting against each other? So that's where I'm at with it.
That's deep. That's crazy you said that. I was watching a motivational person on TikTok the other day, and he was talking about he was telling a story. He was like, God put us on a path, like you just said, and he was like, he sends you down the same road, and he was like, you're gonna keep falling in that same hole until you break through the obstacle. And he was like, people will go to the same hole and try to walk around it, or take shortcuts, or do whatever they gotta do, and it's like, nope, God will take you right back around, put you in that same hole until you defeat everything that you're supposed to. And until you learn that, you ain't gonna get nowhere. You're gonna keep going and going. And I was like, that's deep. That's so crazy. And we always like, I'm tired of going through the same stuff. We get through it, like you just said.
Right.
Okay, that's deep. Okay, Miss Nene. So if you could leave us with three things today, or anything, especially with the things that you do as far as hosting, music, dealing with people on a daily basis, I know that's a lot as well. What are some of the things that you encourage people like us that are out here growing and learning with you or behind you to do?
Stay out of folks' business.
We media.
I don't mean that type of business. I mean, don't let the messiness come up in your business.
Right.
That's how I should have said it. Don't let the messiness come up in your business. You know, we the media. So, yes, we do have to go out there and find stuff that's going on. But there's a difference than somebody coming around doing a bunch of gossiping about what artist or what person they don't like. Now, you're caught up in the midst of that. So that's my number one thing. Mind your business, take care of your business, and do your business, and keep that negative energy and stuff up out of your business. Number two is, if you're an artist and you're trying to come into business, please get your paperwork straight. That's where your money at. your paperwork not straight, I'm telling you, you're not a real recording artist. You're just not. If you're not, if your name is not down in that government book for as a recording artist, you are not a real recording artist. You just an artist, and there's a difference. Get your paperwork straight, and don't be out here just signing anything because you happy and you want the opportunity. Please ask God to give you discerning spirit to know the difference. And if you don't know, if somebody come around you and offer you something, they speaking really fast and they making everything sound good, please, by all means, artists, if you don't know, drop your pride and go ask somebody so they can give you the correct information before you sign any deal. Make sure you have your lawyer. When you drop your music, make sure everything is registered. That's number two. And the other one is, what was the third one? You said...
That was the same thing.
Okay. Same. Yeah.
Give us three things that you would give to us to motivate us or keep us on
okay.
The right track.
And the third thing is on a spiritual note, because I talk about this a lot on my show. Don't be afraid to discipline yourself as an adult. As an adult, we still can be disciplined. And most of all, we can discipline ourselves, because when we don't discipline ourselves, and when other people come around and point out what we got going on, now we got an attitude when we could have just looked within ourselves and disciplined ourselves and changed those things. So this is the word of the day. Don't be afraid to discipline yourself as an adult. Take accountability, full accountability for whatever you do, whatever you had going on, and always treat people the way you want to be treated. Because in the spiritual realm, karma don't discriminate. He or she don't care about no age, no nationality, no none of that. Treat people the way you want to be treated, and we'll definitely be coming right back to you.
Wow, that's real. So I have two questions out of everything that you just said. The second thing is about the artist, when you said that the artists need to get their paperwork together. Okay. Can you give us examples of paperwork that some of these artists need to get in order? Because I don't really think they understand that sometimes, or when people are, you know, people are, or their managers are telling them to get their paperwork in order. What are some of the examples of those?
They definitely need to sign up with either BMI or ASCAP. BMI is free and ASCAP is $50. And you need that. That's where you register your name, you register your music. And then you definitely need to have sound scan. You need to have your BDS together. That's for you when you take your music to the radio stations and their BDS license, you get paid for that. Although you won't make as much as like Lil Wayne of them might be making. They might be making like 20 cents now a spin, because you don't get that much, but it adds up if it's in rotation like that. You definitely want to register with Songstress. You want to sound register with Songstress, because that's going to register your song. It's going to give you an SRC code to help you equip your name into stuff. So like if it come on the radio and your name should be able to pop up and say, this is, you know how I say Aaliyah such or whatever, your name will pop up on it. So it's just very important that you register your name as well through the government, your writings, writers, governments.gov, .com. You can send your lyrics and stuff and get it copywritten. Make sure you get it copywritten. Wow. That's very important. So with those things right there, you're good to go. Also with BMI, they're also paying for live performances now. So if you artists out there and you got BMI, you don't know about this part of what BMI offers, please go and check out their benefits to see what they offer you as an artist, because you will be surprised on what ASCAP or BMI can actually help you do for promoting yourself more. So I would say copyright.gov, that's what I mean, copyrightgovernment.gov, you can copyright your lyrics. You want to go with SoundScan, you want to get your BDS, you want to do either BMI or ASCAP, and Songstress. So yeah. And then if you don't have money for like distribution, you can go through DistroKid. Some people want to talk down on DistroKid, but let me tell you something. DistroKid ain't failed me yet, because DistroKid put your music and everywhere you can think of, and every platform you can think of, your song is on there. Anyone, wow. I don't care what it is, you name it, it's on there. So DistroKid is a 1-year membership. I think it's $29. You only pay it once a year, but your music is everywhere and it's worth it.
Wow, for $29, that sounds so reasonable.
Yeah, yes it is.
To invest in yourself. Okay. And the second thing was you talked about disciplining ourselves as we grow. And, you know, people getting offended when people come and try to tell us something about ourselves. Can you give us examples, or have you ever experienced anything like that with yourself or with other people?
Yeah, definitely. For instance, for as hosting, when I came into Southern Soul and I was interviewing Southern Soul artists, and as coming from a hip hop world, we a little bit more aggressive. And so I had this real like rah-rah attitude while I was trying to host. A couple of ladies would inbox me and be like, you know, Nene, like, he tone it down. Just tone it down. You got it. Because I was on there going in.
And they be so laid back and just chill and calm. Yeah.
You gotta remember, like, a lot of them are even older than me. So it's like, they ain't going for it.
Right.
So I had to take construction criticism and not be offended by it, because it only helped me to become better than I was. And so I can only use me. I can't use anyone else. So I took that construction criticism. And now when I host, I'm much calmer, more ladylike. And, you know, it's doing good now.
And it is a difference, because this Nala and the Nala you may see at a club is not even the same two people. Like, you, it's right. The energies is different. But then, you know, in the den, actually, you know, right. It's more calm, more peaceful. Everybody's dressing up to come on to have a real right. personal conversation, versus I don't get the one-on-ones when I'm actually, you know, everything is right. 15 or 5 minutes and it's go, 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 go. So you got to right. have that type of energy. So yeah, I get what you're saying on that.
Definitely.
I can't even, yes, that's funny. Okay, Miss Nene. Well, we thank you for coming in the den today and sharing your story, your life with us, learn some things from you, especially in hosting. So I hope to keep seeing you grow. I hope to learn more things from you as we go throughout this. And I can't wait to see you in the magazine, because you are now on our radar.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate y'all so much. And congratulations, and shout out to Tori, man. That's my girl, man. She always looking out. She's so lovable and sweet. I just love her. So y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Shout out to the Fleets. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what we do. And it's a family thing. Thank you, Miss Lady Nala, for having me on your show. I love your gorgeous smile. I love your energy. I can feel it way over here. And so just keep doing what you're doing, girl. You got this thing. Yanni.
All right. All right, you guys. You just heard it here first, right here in the den, with your host, Nala, on Power 904. Yeah, you can get out. I'm trying to.
Great show, though. You did good. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You have a great day today.
You too.
All right. I still always be on you. I get up today.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.
Teezy on the track, boy. Teezy. Teezy on the track.
I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, I live a different life. I get a different price. Benzo, we got the drip. Look like it's dipped in ice. I be the different type. That mean we not the same.
I like to feed my dogs. You like to let them hang. We had a different clean. Mine had the rocks in it. Yours like baking soda. Junkies bad when they shot with you. Double off a quarter, fulfilling order. Mess up your sack for your real. Post some pictures of pistols on Instagram. So tell me how you still got beat up. Sipping margaritas on the beach with creatures. And it got me touching their features. Making the movie, your girl's the feature. I be the student and she was the teacher. I got her gagging on these nuts. When I hear from the back, she like ease up. The way that I touch her, you think I'm a pastor. The way that she screaming out Jesus. I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Spend it We not the same. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, we like to put in work. You like to stand around. You sold a couple grams. We sold a lot of pounds. Started with depression, made you have to catch up. What I'm spitting here is a must hurt. While I'm moving all this custard, getting money, fuck a buster. Ooh, I'm with your main, ain't chillin'. Poolside, Vegas, my chain hang chillin'. Homegirl a rat, no, she can't hang with me. She ran through the crew, brought the gang with me. No, you did not come up from poverty. You really grew up in a nice house. You made a whole lot of bad decisions, trying to figure what the fuck this life about. Now you a goddamn rapper, ain't making play with a goddamn trapper. Say you gon' ride till the wheels fall off. Hear a couple bang bangs, now teeth start chatter. We come from a different cloth. Your stitching is bitch made. Your focus is getting pussy. My focus is getting paid. I live a different life. I get a different price. I spend it twice as nice. We not the same.
You are currently in the den.
Wonder when I see you again. Ay, funny how quickly things can change. We gotta lock away, we gotta stay away. Now I'm here messed up like I'm here to save the day. I know you heard the word, they trying to flatten curves. While I'm just trying to come over and relax in yours. Ay. But now I know that's not cool. Right now we only see each other virtual, no school. But now I'm trying to learn you, if that's okay, if that's right. And if I see you one day, that'll be the night of my life. We take flights, or maybe we can go somewhere outside. I do not care, as long as you're right here by my side. But wait, until I get to see you. This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart forever, This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart, ay. Thinking about you like a kid on Christmas Day, my present and future. We laying back watching movies like, ay, what you doing that Friday? When this is all over with you on my shoulder, like, please tell me where are we going? All that I know is I can't get you off my mind. You are all that I need today. But now we cannot be together. For you I travel through the worst weather. I don't know what to say about it. But baby, hold up, I don't know, maybe it get too crowded. With all these emotions floating around the air. But then I go look around and I don't care. So I put this mask off, hug and kiss you. Cause you know, baby girl, I do miss you. But wait, until I get to kiss you. But wait, I just can't wait to hug you. But wait, until I get to love you. But wait, until I get to see you. But wait, until I get. hate to see you, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay. This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart forever, This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart, ay, ay. This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart forever, This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart, no, no. All that I know is I can't get you off my mind. You are all that I need today.
Now that's dope.
Choppers in this damn range. You all about them, I won't do a damn thing. I got 100 niggas in my campaign. And we ain't drinking water, only champagne. I'm about to run your time, do a drill, then I skirt off. Then I back your bigs, fuck the hoe and pull a skirt off. Made it out the mud, then I got up and brush the dirt off. My man keep the 40 with the beam, call it Rudolph. Oh, no, they still in captions on my photo. The one with hella likes with VVS's wrapped in rose gold. Room full of red, man, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas dancing. If we talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas coming through your chimney. Room full of red, man, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas dancing. When I'm in design and shit, I'm skipping the line and shit. They watch what I buy and shit, but that's okay. Pressure, I'm flying it, I stay with a fire, bitch. Side of it, that's how I play. Are you stupid? Are you dumb? I got major status in the city where I'm from. I be diplomatic, I be doing what I want. I be in the field, gun kicking like a punk. That ain't what you want. No. Bitch, watch what you say to me. Don't wanna be my enemy. That trigger takes some strength, but I got a lot of energy. A leader of my life, ain't no middleman to me. Deals in the making, I knew this what the plan to be. Talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas coming through your chimney. Room full of red, man, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas dissing. If we talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas coming through your chimney. Room full of red, man, we got too much chemistry.
Coronas
and grenadine. I sip reminisce, get applause when I spit, cause my flow is mean. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers feel high elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. I'm running from Satan. I ran into love, I ran out of patience. Just had a daughter trying to figure out how to keep her off the pole and keep my son out of case. So close I can taste it. The forbidden fruit of the rich and famous. Worth it, but it's dangerous. Social media famous. Niggas trapping bangers, snitching after getting indicted. Shit is crazy, fuck I'ma do. Niggas get blood on their hands for bloody shoes and designer fabric. Shit is tragic, riding with the automatic like a passenger. Catch you, they blessing you. Calling us radical, but got every excuse for police. Grew up in hoods where guns and drugs are prevalent. You don't think he got PTSD? His homie got smoked and his daddy on coke. He grew up at houses, he sharing with roaches. With bread in his pocket, he carrying toast. Never on safety, it's better than host. He just wanna ball in the streets as his coaches. No Joe and Big Meech in the poster. Stay in the house when police patrolling. Living like this and good deeds going no. They shelter the young and they teaching the oldest. Fuck the POTUS, you support him, you bogus. Ain't feeling shit you saying, now you bipolar. Stack in the deck, you ain't meeting your quota. First week was weak, your season is over. This shit the reason I breathe. I do this for niggas relating to what I'm saying. This shit the reason I lead. It's serious to me. It's never a joke when it come down to feeding my seed. I put on fatigues and go to war with everybody. Flipping every pocket. I need every dollar, nigga. All profit. Pray to God got me coming hard body. Summer rain on a nigga called Thomas. Bring the pain. When I started, I ain't stopping. Change the game. Tell my nigga that I got him. Yeah. Coronas and grenadine. I sip and I sip, reminisce, hear the applause when I spit, cause my flow is mean. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers feel our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demon our self-preservation. The shit that we facing, no other race can survive. They paid us in slave ships, ain't know the language. Took all the men from the tribe, we fought and they hanged us, calling us heinous. Treated like we aren't in dangerous, followed in our own neighborhoods. Cops called by the neighbors, nerds say the shit ain't racist, they try to degrade us. Nigga, we made us, that's why you hate us, fuck all your favors. Did everything to break us, welfare, now the family breakup, then it's 100 to 1. Longer time for crack than coke, like it's different or something. Our people addicted, get sent to a prison, white people addicted, addiction reform. Through all the affliction, we weathered the storm. Penalty different when your skin is rich with melanin. Prison system ain't no rehabilitation, who gon' hire you when you got a felony? No, you don't, but then that shit you peddling. Know your pedigree, know that greatness in you, you don't use it, then you settling. And our culture is the evidence, fuck what they telling you. Corona's in grenadine. I sip, reminisce, get applause when I spit, cause my flow is me. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers feel our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. These crackers feel our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.